Well, rock on. You are here, late night CKUW. Rock on. You are here. it's like past one. If you want to get technical about it, I think it's, what, 2 minutes past one. But let's not get technical. Let's rock this out. It's the show where I read you a comic book. But hey, I share some really cool music with you as well. Stay tuned for that. Well, since I'm so excited, why don't I just go into it? It's Comic Book Radio Theater! Yeah, I am so into doing this one this week, for sure, with you. Just favorite characters of mine. That's how it is. Anyway, what am I reading to you tonight on Comic Book Radio Theater? We got right here. Okay, it is Marvel Team Up number 86, released, printed in your face, October of 1979. So if you're shopping around and you thought, I'd love to buy a comic book for myself or someone I know, back in October of 1979, I will read you one of the many, many, many issues and stuff you could get back then. All right, Marvel Team Up, number 86, October of 1979, and I will tell you about it. Okay, you got Spider-Man, and he's investigating, or he's kind of fallen into this adventure, okay? He's fallen into this adventure by being so curious himself. It's with the Guardians of the Galaxy. It's not the ones from the movie. It's not the characters from the movie. I'll tell you which characters they are. There's Starhawk. There's Nikki. And Martin X. And Martin X is the one that I'll do with a British accent. Okay? And he... he has, like, a crystal, like, diamond-looking kind of body. Like, if you can imagine a body that's all diamond and crystal-looking. Okay. There's Nikki. She has, like, purple skin, and her hair is really fiery. Like, yeah, her hair is fire. So there's Nikki, and she's just great at fighting, great at using a laser gun. And then there's Starhawk. He's all in light blue and yellow kind of gold. And he can fly and zap. You know, he can do zapping. And he claims he knows the future. He knows what's going to go on before it happens. He claims he knows it. Okay. So that's the Guardians of the Galaxies that's in this comic book, okay? They are sneaking into this, like, military business that has, like, information about them that they want to destroy. And, anyway... there's a foul-up with security guards and everything like that. And there's this newspaper reporter that kind of complicates things as well. That's what's going on in this comic book, okay? So if you're into, like, military stuff and outer space stuff... anyway, I'm getting... I was about to say all hairy and horny just to do this stuff. Okay, I like these characters quite a bit, and I like this comic book, so I'm happy to read it to you. All right, I'll tell you this: when I take a break from from reading to you. We'll listen to music that was brand new back in October of 1979. Fresh, hitting the charts, Tom Petty. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Also, we will have, what are my notes here? We will have the Police. They got a message in a bottle for you. They're playing live in concert, June 2008, Philadelphia, PA. It sounds like they're in a stadium, rocking a stadium. How about we rock a radio here? Yes. How about that? Rock on a reading of Comic Book Radio Theater coming up for you. Marvel Team Up, number 86. That's what's coming for you. All right. How about this? Do I have any music you guys would like to have before I do any of this setup? You know what? I interviewed this band called Elk City out of New Jersey. They were wonderful. They were wonderful. Good company. So how about them? Yeah, Elk City. We'll get that off for you. Okay. All right. We're good. All right. All right. Comic Book Radio Theater. Up with you late at night. 1 to 6 in the morning. I'm going to get on with my thing. All right. CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg.
To fit my head. This week's comic book radio theater is Marvel Team-Up number 86, published October, the year 1979.
Jim Shooter presents Spider-Man and the Guardians of the Galaxy in Story of the Year.
Spider-Man is climbing up the wall of a Manhattan downtown skyscraper. This is the DCR Tower. It used to be called the Magnum Building, named for the man who built it, Moses Magnum, founder and one-time head of the Deterrence Corporation Research. Moses Magnum's business was selling weapons, pretty much everything from slingshots to atomic bombs. And while Moses Magnum himself is missing and presumed dead, boop, that happened in issue X-Men number 119. Boop, boop, boop. The corporation he left behind is even doing better than ever. A reality of modern day life, which no one regrets more. No one regrets it more than the amazing Spider-Man.
Spider-Man thinks to himself as he's climbing the DCR Tower.
Every time I pass by this place, I can't help remembering all the people Magnum murdered in his South American death camp. The Punisher and I nailed the man for his crimes. Boop! That happened in issue Giant Size Spider-Man number 4. But somehow, the Deterrence Corporation research got off scot-free. I hate to say it, but occasionally, justice can be too blind for its own good. I don't know who's worse, the goons who pull the triggers and drop the bombs, or the ghouls in the three-piece suit and ties who sell the arms. There's been some rumors around the streets lately that the DCR is planning some big illegal operation. I intend to find out what they're up to and then stop them cold in their tracks. Got to watch my step, though. This place may look like an ordinary skyscraper, but in reality, it's a fortress on Fifth Avenue, Manhattan. Uh-oh!
Uh-oh!
My spider senses, they're tingling!
Spider-Man looks into a window of the skyscraper.
What the heck? What the heck? What the heck? What the heck? Who's he?
Spider-Man sees a man snooping around an office.
And what the blazes is he doing here?
This guy, his name is Lawrence Whittier Reynolds III, raps Reynolds to his very few friends. Ace, journalism student at Columbia University. And to hear it from him, he'll tell you he's God's gift to TV news. Having accidentally heard some of the same rumors as Spider-Man has, he's come to the DCR Tower in search of a story he could peddle off to the TV networks. He's about to find out more than he bargained for.
Voices! Someone's coming into this room! You know what? I'll hide in this closet. I've got nothing so far. If I leave the door ajar just a little, maybe I can pick up a lead.
A couple of seconds later, two men enter the room. One is Dr. Eric Slater, a renegade NASA scientist. The other is Ivan Carlson, Moses Magnum's successor as head of the DCR.
As you can see, Mr. Carlson, all is ready.
The old scientist and the head of the DCR, Ivan Carlson, leave the room. Raps Reynolds, the reporter, steps out of the closet he's been hiding in.
Jeez, I thought they'd never leave! I've got to get all this on camera. Well, I've got the chance. From what I heard from the old scientist in the lab coat, I figure I just hit the ever-loving jackpot! Yeah! 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 The Deterrence Corporation Research is planning a space shot to a place called Dry Dock. It's orbiting the Earth over 1,000 miles up. This room is, it seems like it's some kind of mission control center. If I heard right, this dry dock is crammed to the walls with secret scientific, and military hardware. And the DCR plans to hijack it. Okay. What a story. And it's all mine.
All mine. All mine.
Out of the way, Cronkite, Tom Snyder, and the rest of you. 'Cause Raps Reynolds is making his move.
Hey,
something behind me.
What's that noise?
Noise!
Noise!
Freeze!
Noise.
Whoever you are!
Gee!
For the first time in Raps Reynolds' life, words fail him.
But a Tanje, no!
No! No! No! No! No!
Raps Reynolds, he finds himself standing face to face with a man who does speak English, yet his body is made out of glycerine, gleaming crystal. Not quite human. Raps Reynolds starts to speak. A thousand questions are on his lips. But then...
Jeez! The security alarm! The security alarm! This diamond-looking dude, he must have set it off. Hey! Don't get out of here! Don't run, mister! How about an interview?
The mysterious bean does not answer as he bolts out the door. And down a side corridor he goes. At the moment, he's too angry with himself to speak, even if he wanted to. His name is Martinex, descendant of Earth human genetically engineered to live on Pluto. He's from our future. And you see, among other things, he's a founding member and the science officer of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Starhawk, please pull me up. Pull me up quickly. Quickly. Quickly.
We heard alarms, Martinex. Were you discovered? I'm afraid so. I've made more mistakes tonight than I've ever made in my entire life.
His companions on the top of the roof are his fellow Guardians of the Galaxy. Each, like him, the last survivors of their respective races. The girl with the flame hair is Nikki, born and raised on Mercury. The other is Starhawk. Some call him the savior of the cosmos.
You were right, Starhawk. This deterrence corporation research knows of our headquarters, Dry Dock. They're planning a raid on it.
Turn with Marvel Team Up number 86 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. All right, let's do our ads really quick here. All right. I like to give clues what I may be reading to you next for ads. Okay, this had to do with a television series of the late 70s, early 80s, and they put out action figures for it. And yes, it's very outer space related sci-fi type thing. What am I talking about? Just what?
Only for Earthlings, gold-colored Cylon Centurion leader from Battlestar Galactica. With proof of purchase from any four of the six Mattel Battlestar Galactica 4-inch figures. Earth friends, your eyes do not deceive you. This Cylon Centurion figure really is gold-colored, not silver. And he really can be yours. Some kind of sinister plot to take over the households of America, you say?
No, Earthling.
Simply an intergalactic gesture of goodwill to introduce you to the new Cylon leader with movable parts. He's gold-colored to stand apart from all the other Cylons. To get him,
free,
just send in the front panel from any four of the six Mattel Battlestar Galactica figures.
Hurry,
you Earthlings! This offer expires June 30th, 1980. Send to Mattel Toys. Battlestar Galactica Cylon Leader Offer, P.O. Box 1813, Hawthorne, California, zip code 90251.
Free!
Gold-colored Cylon Centurion Leader from Battlestar Galactica. From Mattel.
All right. Well, if I was a collector of action figures, I don't know, that would be a must for me to have. You know which one I had? Which one? I had one of these dolls. Let's see. Then what's the action figure did I have? Oh yeah, I had the green weird looking one. Could be a bug, could be a serpent. But his name is Ovion. That's the one I had. Four arms. He has four arms, people. Now that's different. All right. Oh, here's. You know what? Here, I'm not even gonna give you a clue here. I got a bunch of stuff to read to you. All right. One, two, three. Let's go. What am I gonna tell you about?
Show the world your underoos! Wear these great polyester cotton t-shirts and briefs in full color, three sizes, small, medium, or large. Choose from Spider-Man, Hulk, Superman, Batman, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, or Shazam! Each $4.99! Plus $1 postage and handling. Show the world your underoos! Get your own utility belt. Be ready for action. Get Hulk, Spider-Man, Batman, and Wonder Woman belts now available. One size fits all complete with loads of fun and gadgets galore. $5.29 each plus 75 cents postage and handling.
Whoops, that's our next one. Speed it up a bit.
Hulk up!
with the Incredible Hulk Instant Muscles. $9.99 plus $1.25 postage and handling. Wear them under a loose-fitting shirt. Yes, I'll wear them under a loose-fitting shirt. A friend approaches and you use your Hulk pump to inflate your instant muscles. The transformation occurs. Hulk up with the Incredible Hulk Instant Muscles. $9.99 plus $1.25 postage and handling.
Okay. You could go to Heroes World at your local shopping mall and pick that up. Okay. Hey, I'm trying to do things in a bit of a flash, so because I want to get back to our story.
All right.
We now return to Marvel Tales number 86. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
Starhawk, pull me up, please pull me up, quickly. You are right, Starhawk. This Deterrence Corporation Research knows of our headquarters, Dry Dock. And they're planning to raid on it. Their information is derived solely from stolen S.H.I.E.L.D. files. And all we have to do is prevent their assault is to move Dry Dock to a different orbit. With our cloaking devices operational, and without the S.H.I.E.L.D. data to guide them, I doubt they'd find us ever again. I was about to erase their record tapes when I was seen by some intruder. It was a young man. He was carrying a videotape recorder, and I fear that he's photographed me. If he did so, that videotape must be destroyed. We cannot allow any record made of our presence here on Earth.
No sweat, Marty! You and Starhawk handle the computers. I'll find the sneaky little shutterbug.
We're really pushing our luck here, Starhawk. Are you absolutely certain we have to erase those computer files?
Accept the word of the one who knows, my friend. Given the knowledge of Dry Dock and even the slightest clue to its whereabouts, these people, the DCR, will move heaven and earth to find it. Given access to its technology and its weapons, they can conquer this world.
And change history so much to a point that we cease to exist.
Meanwhile, inside the DCR Tower, Raps Reynolds is hiding from
the building's security guards. He's thinking to himself,
"Jeez!
Jeez!
Jeez!
Jeez! Jeez!
There's like a small army guarding this place!"
Slowly, carefully, Raps Reynolds retraces his footsteps through the building. He's scared for his life now, and with good reason.
Nothing in here, Jackson. The room is empty.
At first, this little stunt was fun, almost like a game. But now that has completely changed. Now, Raps Reynolds knows he's running for his very life.
I knew breaking in here would be risky, but now this is insane.
This is insane.
I heard Carson's security guards, they mean business.
Raps Reynolds, using a rope, is lowering himself down from whatever room he's in the DCR Tower. He's very high up. Wow. He thinks to himself,
I heard one of the security guards say that their orders were to shoot on sight. Shoot on sight.
Shoot on sight.
The sooner I'm on the ground and on my way, the better I'm gonna like it. Oh, free!
Oh, free!
Oh, free! Those clowns will never catch me now. And when the network sees the tape, I got them. Not just Carlson's plans, but some kind of mutant or alien to boot. Ha! I'll be able to name my own price.
Yeah! Yeah!
Raps Reynolds is caught by a security guard outside the DCR Tower.
Surprise!
Surprise! Surprise! Surprise!
The boss wants your backpack, little kid. And he wants you. So, if you got any plans for the rest of your, you know, life, forget them!
Forget them!
Forget them! Can't we talk this over a bit, please?
Please?
Johnny Anvil doesn't talk things over. He busts.
Hey!
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 The security guard, Johnny Anvil, is having a web spun on him.
Boss Tens? Not tonight, he doesn't.
Spider-Man!
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 You're in big trouble, mister.
That kid over there, he's a thief. I was only doing my job. You had no right to stop me.
So sue me, Anvil. You okay, buddy?
What?
Yeah, I'm fine. Boy, am I sure glad to see you here, Spider-Man. I mean, my future, my whole life is bound up in this videotape.
Why are Carlson's goons after you, though? What exactly did you film?
I can't tell you that.
Spider-Man thinks to himself.
Spider senses, they're tingling.
They're tingling.
Spider-Man suddenly sees Nikki, She is by Raps Reynolds' videotape recorder. She's grabbing the videotape.
Hold it, Lainey! Hold it!
Hands
Lainey.
Off that it, videotape deck!
Holy cripes! Holy cripes!
She moves like greased lightning. By the time I'm out of the alleyway, she's halfway down the block, and she's got the videotape. A whole lot of people seem very interested in what this guy photographed. I think I better find out why.
Hey! Wait, Spider-Man! Wait!
He's not listening! He's going after that girl! Boy, oh boy, what a scoop! An outer space hijack, aliens, and Spider-Man too!
Raps Reynolds takes photographs.
It's gotta be worth a Pulitzer Prize! Woohoo for me!
Oh, good coffee. Alright, this is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. You are listening to a reading of Marvel Tales number 86, October, the year 1979.
Ain't no real big secret, all the same. Somehow we get around it. It's a wobble my webs. It's a real change of underwear.
Wearing underoos is fun. And you can choose from more than one. There's all Franklin, Stone, and Shazam. Superman.
Spider-Man.
And Aquaman.
Underoos are fun to wear. Yeah, something super new in underwear.
You'll find the underoos display where you buy underwear.
The Police live in concert. Summer of 2008. Get your numbers right. Get this right. And that is more comic book radio theater. Okay, just go into it. Well, I got the energy in me. All right, just go into it. I will continue reading to you Marvel Team-Up, number 86. It was printed and put out there right in your face back in October of 1979. Yeah, so as you can hear, or as you have heard, let's use better English than that. As you have heard, there's a lot of shenanigans going on, and it looks like a bit of a chase scene is going to happen. Spider-Man's going to chase Nikki, and it looks like someone else is going to chase after Spider-Man too. Or anyway, a lot of people want a lot from each other. That's all. Anyway, I'm too psyched out to talk to you right now. Get back into this. All right, I will continue reading Marvel Team Up number 86 to you. And when I go for that big breath break, we'll listen to music that was out there brand new in October of 1979, same time comic book was around and all brand new itself. We'll listen to new music that was out there. If you went to the record store, October of 1979, would you pick up Blondie? That was brand new. Maybe the hardest part is choosing what you wanted back then. That's my clue. Right? That's my clue. Also, something else you could get. How about the Slits? I love this version of a Marvin Gaye song. Love it. Love it. Love it. So, Blondie and the Slits. That's what you...